The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish. This is the first time we've been together in months.
It is. Good morning, North State. Gosh, it's great to be back with you, Carl.
Oh, it's good to be back with you, honey. Hey. Hey, it's 7:06 in the morning and here on the 11th of June. The phone numbers are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good luck on this weather. Bob, you know, as we know, Bad Bob's doing the news for a few days because the Bob is in the hospital and may be out today. But we haven't quite figured out how to, when we print the weather, that it gets above the size of mouse writing.
Yeah, it's two fonts. So it's 68 degrees in downtown Reading at the studio. We're looking for a sunny and hot and a high near 105 today. Clear with a low around 70 this evening. Friday, we're looking for 106 and 106 on Saturday. I believe what we can say is we're looking for triple-digit weathers for as far as we can see and praying for El Nino.
Which may not be rolling in here.
Exactly right. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, I'm going to start off this morning there with a little bit of a rant, okay? If you look online at the Record Searchlight, it's not the same headline that you see in the paper. The paper in the Northern California portion of it, it says petition, Civic shuts out performers. Well, that's what the petition says, but if you go in here and you read the article, it's kind of like, really? Does it? You know, there's no proof. There's nothing that says, and there's nothing in there that says which performers have been shut out. But this is an online petition that 700 people signed or something. But what do they mean by that? It doesn't say what. And, you know, the Reading, since Bethel took over the Civic, mm-hmm. and I'm not a member of Bethel by any means, they have doubled the amount of
performances
that they are required to do on their mm-hmm. contract. Mm-hmm. And they bring in, I mean, the Five Finger Death Punch, you know, I mean, there's in the Alice Cooper. I mean, there's not too many other, you know, groups that are a little bit farther out than that. So yeah. I don't know what they're talking about. But, of course, the paper jumps right on it, shuts out performers. Prove it. Once you say allegedly shuts out performers. Now, that was just one. But then you get into the second part here. Marine veteran facing 10 years. Well, this is a former Marine who served during Desert Storm and Desert Shield. A couple years ago, shot into the house next door to him. I mean, he was found guilty of that. But due to the fact of the post-traumatic stress disorder and you know, talking to psychologists and psychiatrists, she was put on 5 years probation mm-hmm. for doing it. Nobody was hurt.
Nobody was hurt.
Did do it. Yeah. Well, they did their little probation search. They found one box of ammunition in his garage. Well, you know, one, you don't know how long it's been there and all these other things. So he's facing 10 years in jail. He's going back to court for this. All right, that was a mistake. He shouldn't have done that. Why am I upset?
Why are you upset?
Because the first thing, because they point out.
Headline says, Marine veteran facing 10 years. They didn't, you know, in the story, it goes in, a Jones Valley man, a Marine veteran sentenced in December to 5 years of felony probation for shooting, now facing 10 years. Now, here's my part. If you're going to do this, Record Searchlight, If you're going to say this about a man going to trial because he's a Marine veteran, I insist, I demand that every time something is done by a veteran that you put it in there. Like Senator Maurice Johannesson, a U.S. Army veteran. Bob Belangi, filming for One Safe Place, a Navy veteran. How about
don't look for the
how about Randall Hempling, former CEO of the Shasta Regional Medical Center, former or Marine veteran. If you want to put it on one side, you need to put it on the other. How about Redden Police Chief Rob Pletty, U.S. Army veteran? I mean, all these things. You know, when you put stuff in here like that, why don't you put in the other side of it? All those Marines and sailors and airmen. Arch Pugh, veteran. How about that? How about Rick Ortega, veteran? How about all those others that are veterans that are doing good things, are doing the right things, they're stand-up members of the community? Why don't you do it that way?
Good point.
You know why? It's because it's a wave. Oh, a Marine veteran. You know, he's doing this. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I mean, and I tell you, if you're a Marine or Special Forces or a Navy SEAL, it's going to come out there. You know, if it's negative at all. I promise you that. It's going to happen. And I called Silas Lyons about this like 2 years ago when they did the same crap. You know, if you're going to do this, then point out the good things that veterans do by pointing out that they're veterans. And you think they've done that? Well, do you?
No.
No, of course not. Of course not, because that would take a little bit of extra time for their staff to do something like this.
On the other hand.
So, Steve, new publisher, and I know you support the veterans. Maybe you ought to tell your headline writers or your reporters, maybe if we're going to put some things in there, why don't we put in some good things? On the front page, they talk about the new VFW commander is a woman, first time ever since 1930. You know, that was good. That's a positive sign or a positive story. But then you come back over here, and if it's a chance to be negative. Anyway, Bob, you're sitting over there frothing.
I was just going to mention congratulations to Sergeant Ross, and she will, of
course. Melissa Ross.
Yes, she will be dancing away.
She is a hard worker, and she is Dancing with the Stars.
We're interviewing her tonight, by the way. So,
you are? Okay, yeah. Well, we've had her on, and I tell you what, Melissa is a hard worker. She's had at least two tours in combat. Good person, and yes, I voted for that. I voted for her to be president of VFW. That's mine, my VFW post. Okay, I'm sorry, Trish, you didn't get a chance to say anything. You just heard. I just
Hi,
took
Trish,
off.
Welcome here.
I just took off.
I love it.
Wait a minute, I'm going to roll in hot some more. Yeah. Switching the guns, too close for rockets. Okay.
Well, I'm glad to see that nothing has changed since.
Oh, wait till the next 15 minutes. But first, we're going to talk about how I bet after you got back, after sleeping in your RV for 8 years, you know what? Some people would have called you homeless.
I think
you were
yes.
gone so long living in that thing. It's kind of like
exactly.
You know, I think Trisha's homeless. Mm-hmm. But did you come back? Did you get a good night's sleep when you got back?
I absolutely did. There's nothing like coming home to your bed that you're comfortable in, sleep number bed, setting 55, slept like a baby.
You know, my sleep number setting is 44, and I can promise you that it is just an outstanding sleep. And you know what? We had people in here yesterday, and I can say this, but Public Works Director Brian Grange is waiting delivery on his because he's getting one too. I mean, he's, you know, you can't sleep any better than you do on a sleep number bed. And with the new Sleep IQ technology, it is. It helps you with, if you choose to have that on the bed. It helps you with the way you sleep, and it gives you ideas. There is so much to it that no other sleeping system offers you. It's the number one mattress in America, according to Consumer Reports, made in America, guarantees on it. And right now you can save up to $800 on selected mattresses. You head on down to the Sleep Number store on the Target Shopping Center. You go see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals, get in the bed, and at some point during the day, you're going to probably have to get out of the bed. But you're not going to want to because you're going to lay there so perfectly happy. You can't beat it. That's Sleep Number. All right, when we come back, I want to get Trisha's ideas, your thoughts on this board of supervisors turning down a little bit that being able to double the size of the jail for a couple million more, literally. I want to see what you think about that. I can then tell everybody what I think about that, too. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Summer is on us at Reading Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Reading Kia on Cypress Avenue in Reading, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and 2015 Fortes and Optimas, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Reading Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Reading Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months. And Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit. Subject to prior sale ends July 4th.
Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Reading Kia.
ReadingKia.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol. For all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked a top 100 hospital in the nation for the third year in a row, plus their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the whole United States. It's Shasta Regional is treating people well, and their 70th anniversary, Shasta Regional, so they must be doing something right. And guess what? They do this, and they make no bones about it. They're a for-profit hospital, and they're doing the job. They're coming along great. You can't ask for more than there. And their emergency room, if you have an emergency, you probably want to go to Shasta Regional. I've heard. So, hey, Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
Trish and I are having our own little debate already this morning about board of supervisors on a 3-2 vote. Now, and you guys have to understand what this vote is. You know, it's was to Sheriff Pasinkle came in there with a very well thought out plan to expand the jail, this new jail, from like I think 80 beds to 68 beds to 98, and then up to 120 spots. It was going to cost $1 million for the take it up to 98 and $4 million to take it up to the 128 seats or beds. It needed a 4-1 vote for that to happen. Didn't happen. Chappelle, Giacomini, and Baugh all voted to expand the jail because we need more space. Kehoe and Modi voted against it, saying they're not sure they'd have the money to be able to do this. So here we are. And Pasinkle said, hey, we're going to be filled up in a week. Now, if you have 128, what's that mean? Okay, so it takes you a week and a half, mm-hmm. probably. I mean, really, if you're going to be, you know. So, but here's my side of it, and then you can give your side of it, is that we need to do something with all the trash that's on the street that needs to be, that's been arrested, and we can't hold them, we can't keep them, all of this stuff. In fact, we're releasing pedophiles. You know, we don't release pedophiles. Oh, yeah, we do. This one guy that was arrested the other day, and they brought out his rap sheet, you know, to some of the commenters who had spent time in jail because they had marijuana. He says, well, you know what? Kept me in jail for 6 months, but they take a pedophile and they had all this thing. And this guy is like, well, yeah, he was. It was just, I mean, the stuff he was accused of was pretty horrendous. But they released him because he had medical problems. Well, he's 5'9", he weighs 320 pounds. Might have something to do with that. But the bottom line on this thing is, okay, we need to get these people off the street. They voted against it.
You know, we've been looking at this same situation. Now, I'm trying to, in my mind, go back and remember the last time that the Board of Supervisors voted not to expand the jail and take the money.
It was about 4 years ago when they had, because they had, they were going to build that big jail and take the state money. Uh-huh. And the problem was that we were right at the beginning of this huge recession, and it was going to take $6 million a year to run the jail. And they said, and if we can't do that, what happens is the state takes it over, I guess. But as we look back on it now, it might have been, you know, that was, we were short-sighted in our thinking. And you know what? Hey, you know, I understood that, what they were doing. I said, I understand this. Building a new jail. But that was before anybody was hit with that AB 109.
Well, but it didn't, there was no question at that time that we needed the space. And so we didn't build that one. And now we have another opportunity to do that. I certainly understand the long-term range from the board's point of view and the county administrative executive officer's point of view that it takes money to run it once you've opened it up. It isn't just a matter of opening it. And quite frankly, what confuses me and frustrates me more, how many committees have we put together in the last 3 years that are going to come up with a plan? I have heard 50 different people. They've got the probation task force. They've got this one. They've got that one. They've got county, city. Somebody needs to have a plan as to what we're going to do with this whole mess. And building a jail isn't the whole solution.
No, it is not. Absolutely not.
Because we can pick them up and put them in there, and then we got 50 more right behind them. That isn't going to solve the problem. At some point, that board has got to get together and come up with a plan. Okay, we don't have the money for the jail. How are we going to solve this problem?
Well see, and there is the crux of the problem. You have private citizens, and frankly, maybe private citizens are the way this thing is going to have to go, because obviously our elected representatives don't have the wherewithal or or the urge to solve this problem. The people running for office, I'm going to fix this, you know, and of course, then they
from
go in
the
there.
From the dog catcher on up.
8 months later, we might see a program that's, you know, art, you know, it addresses everything. Well, frankly, you know, maybe you haven't read the papers lately, but we're up to our butts and alligators here. So here we have a board of supervisors that gets paid to do a job. I mean, unlike the city council, which is kind of like, one of these vanity jobs. You know, I would never take that job. Board of Supervisors gets paid to do a job. You've got a former police chief is heading up the Board of Supervisors. So I could ask Supervisor Modi, what is your plan? You don't want to fund the jail? Fine. So what is the Board of Supervisors come up with in one idea in the last 3 years to address all of the criminals out there in Shasta County?
Well, they haven't come up with an idea to address any other situation in Shasta County.
Well, and
so
now you've got the city. But this has got to be a city council Board of Supervisors. If the Board of Supervisors is afraid that they don't have the money to pay for the additional bed space, then you need to make a right turn and look right in the eyes of the city council of Reading and say, 75% of the people in that jail come from you, Reading. You need to kick in half this. And guess what? There you go. Have the city of Reading kick in at least half, if not more, to come in because you've got 75% of the people in here pay 75% of the cost.
We need a plan. There's no question about it. They're talking about sales tax increase. They're talking about all these things.
It'll never work because they don't have a plan. They've got to have a plan on how to spend it.
That's exactly right.
Where's this money going? And there's got to be, I mean, these things have got to be locked in death about, you know, how it's going to be used, because otherwise they're going to come in there.
And you need a three-quarters or two-thirds majority vote to do that, and that just doesn't happen.
And that's not going to happen. So they need a 50%er. That means it goes into the general fund.
Well, they can do an advisory message. You know, if they had a plan, that's exactly right. If they have a plan, if they have the confidence of their citizens that they will follow through and put an advisory measure on at the same time, then yes, they could get it done. But not until there's some confidence that where that money's going to go. And at this point, no one in Shasta County has any confidence for any of the elected officials.
There you go. And, you know,
and for good reason.
There is a good reason for
that. Because they get up and they grandstand and you hear all kinds of things during the time they're running for office. And then they can't even meet every Tuesday.
And they get paid for that. And not only that, but we spend 6 hours listening to chemtrails. I mean, come on. I mean, if we're going to listen 6 hours, have you all sat down for 6 hours at one time, Board of Supervisors, and said, okay, what are we going to do about this crime problem? You know, any time in the last 3 years?
No.
I mean, have they? Because you expect them to come up, and what we need in the county and the city of Reading is leadership. We need something there. But I have a feeling what it's going to be. It's going to be like April LaFrance on the side, who comes up, who put it to herself, and she comes up with 10 ideas. She gets castigated because she says, well, a library may need to shut down a day, a month.
But they've already – see, the thing is that over a period of time, they have put into position so many things. The library money's not up for grabs.
I know.
That's a contract. Yeah. And it's an outside contract, which, by the way, I voted against just for that simple reason, is that money's not up for grabs. That is out there, and it is designated, and they can't take it and use it for things they need worse now.
Well, I tell you, here's the thing, is that we need a plan, and sometimes it's going to take, if you read the coming jobs war, and I used to talk about that a lot and kind of gotten off it, the coming jobs war, it's going to take maybe about, in this city, 100 people, businessmen, leaders, it could come out of, you know, the city council could be involved, board of supervisors, it's going to take like 100 people to put a plan together about what the city needs to look like in 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and then 10 years, 5 years from now. The Sacramento we ought to have building going on big time along the Sacramento. And I'm not talking about, like manufacturing facilities, but I'm talking about things like restaurants, places where people will come down and want to walk the river trail.
We have had considerable building along the river in Reading. We built several beautiful new office buildings.
Well, that's not exactly what I'm talking
about. I understand.
And you know what? We have one.
We talked about this last week, the fact that you have only one place on the river in Sacramento where the average citizen can just go and enjoy the river. That's ridiculous.
Where, in Sacramento?
No, here. The one restaurant.
Yeah, View 202.
Exactly.
And there's, you know what? And 80,000 people pass these exits every day cars. And there's no reason we couldn't pull them in.
You know,
except that we have not made this as a destination spot, which we need to do. So who's going to do that? It's not the elected representatives. I haven't seen them do that.
Well, it should be, and they should be involved. But if that isn't going to happen, it is going to take the community, and it's going to take some dedicated people who want to spend some time to come up with a plan. And it isn't just in the city of Reading. That river runs all the way through this county.
It's going to be the whole county.
It has to be the whole county, the whole North State. Traveling 28 states in your motorhome and looking at the things that they have on the side of the road. We have this we've got this big thing going on up in the north of us about that plant. And, oh, my God, people driving on the freeway don't want to look at a rock-crushing plant, and they don't want to look at that. You drive along and you look at that manufacturing and you look at the steam coming out of those plants. It looks like money to me. It looks like jobs. And I don't, and it isn't offensive as you're driving down the freeway to see those kind of things.
Well, we want to.
You put up a tree barrier and they can't see it.
There you go.
But that's a stupid, stupid argument. And somebody else said, oh my gosh, they need to put that out someplace where there aren't a lot of people. You got to put it where the rock is.
Yeah.
It's an aggregate. You got to put it where the stuff is.
You know those deer crossing signs?
Yeah. You got it.
Deer can't read.
If you move the signs, we won't kill so many deer.
We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is now 7:31 in the morning, and it's how hot is it? It's got to be like 75 right now today. It's going to get up in the hundreds. And, you know, Linda and I are going to be going to the fundraiser for the 43rd Annual Reading Pro-Am. Big sponsor is the Omega Mortgage Group that helps the Special Olympics. And Linda and I are going to tee off this morning, or whatever we do, what we call teeing off out there. And we're going to play a few holes of golf out there and then come back and go to work. But we'll be right back. Colder, you're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. But world's on fire.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott, but guess what? Linda's on Taking the Summer, and Molly Kidd. It's going to be the Molly Kidd Show. On the spot with Linda Bott, hosted by Molly Kidd. She is fired up, and she's going to be in here today at about quarter till. We're going to talk a little bit about the show and all this for Molly. Okay. You know Molly. She's like Bubbles Latour. She comes in. Hey, Amtrak exhibit is coming to Dunsmuir for Railroad Days on Saturday. The Amtrak exhibit train is coming to Dunsmuir Amtrak station from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meet Amtrak representatives at the station and hop aboard for a free self-guided tour through Amtrak's past, present, and future. For the youngest rail fans, stop off at the Chuggington Kids Depot featuring toy train and coloring tables after touring the train. Explore the festivities that's happening all around there. There's something that's bound to strike a chord for everybody. Check it out on Amtrak.com/exhibit train. But just be in Dunsmuir at 10 a.m. on Saturday. At the train station. And, you know, it's pretty cool down there, too. I mean, isn't that where the dinner trains used to go out of? Was right up there?
No. The dinner trains went out of McLeod. Okay. But
it's cool. It's right downtown. Yeah, Dunsmuir's a great place anyway.
The Dunsmuir Rail Yard has one of the last actual working turntables in the country.
Really?
Yeah, in this part of the country anyway.
Wow. Hey, we're sitting here today. Well, you know, you're looking for something to do this weekend or any day? Of the week. You know, the kids are getting out of school. Kids are out of school now, right?
Is, yeah. Oh, yeah. Warm as it is, 106 degrees.
Kevin Kelly.
No place cooler than
Holiday Harbor there, buddy.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know what? People are writing things in here that it's, you know, how much water is left in the Lake Shasta, and we're better than we were last year.
Yeah.
But I tell you, before we get started on that, let's go to the phones. Jeff's been waiting here. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And
Trish.
Good morning.
You have some comments about Sheriff Basenko yesterday in the meeting?
Oh, man. I was there, and I give my little two-minute or one-minute little speech, and I was shocked at the results of that vote. I start off, we the people, the Constitution, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. That's the very first sentence of our Constitution, and I feel elected officials are letting us down. We don't feel safe in our homes. Car alarms, burglar alarms, house alarms, purchase of guns is a all-time high for personal protection, home defense. And we need to promote and do everything we can to support our sheriff. And I was there, and the difference between the small facility and the big facility wasn't that much, and most of this money is a grant, a federal grant, I believe. And I was shocked that they didn't pass that, and very disappointed, of course.
Well, I would like them to see if they're going to not pass that, then they come up with a plan to keep us safe. Because, trust me, you know, we're not seeing everything that's happening in this town. I've got it on very, very good authority, and I talked about it yesterday, was that we've got people being assaulted in this town that when it's not thug on thug. Like, a lot of times you'll see thug on thug hitting each other with clubs. We're getting a number of cases that are thugs on civilians that are walking along the street or the river trail and being assaulted. Now, are you seeing that anywhere in the paper?
Yeah, no. And the sheriff, he mentioned that last year he had to let out 3,500 arrested people because there wasn't room in his jail. And those people come out, and all they do is commit another crime. They're not learning their lesson. And this new facility, part of that was to rehabilitate and try to get some of these people off the drugs. It's not just to lock them down and hold them.
They're
trying to help them. And it was just a no-brainer. And I was shocked at the two that voted against that.
And that was?
Modi, which, you know, former police chief. And a little guy on the left, and
David Kehoe.
Kehoe, yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay, Jeff.
When the next elections come up, I think somebody ought to be running against these guys because we need some help in that board of supervisor.
Well, and you know, that's a really good point because both of those people are going to run unopposed when they come up next time. David Kehoe has never had anyone in District 1 run against him. He just puts his name on the ballot, and there is no opposition. Nobody pays any attention. When we do put people up against, we can't get the people out to vote. The only way that we're going to change things in this county is if people will run against them, pay attention, and then the population needs to register and get out and vote.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can complain all day long, but when you get 15% of the registered voters turning out in District 5 against Mr. Baugh, excuse me, you want to change? I don't think so. You don't care.
Well, then maybe, but that, then maybe that's what we say, is that hey, we like what they're doing.
I guess
anyway,
that's
Jeff,
it.
Jeff, thanks a lot.
Well, I've lived in many other foreign countries, and their turnout to vote is in the 90%.
Yeah.
And some of them are threatened.
And I can't believe the people that are so interested in Dance with the Stars or Survivor or something on TV that they can't pay enough attention to learn the issues and vote intelligently.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Sure. All right.
All right. Well. It's true. Yeah, it's
boy,
true.
You guys are really on your soapbox this morning.
Yeah, well, tell you but that. Now it's time for you to give us a spot to go to relax.
Yep,
Holiday Harbor. Yep. There you go. You know what? Linda and I have been to Holiday Harbor several times, and I can say this is everybody we meet there, starting from the owner, but from you because you're there all the time.
Yeah.
Highly professional.
Thank you, sir.
And you want people to have a good time.
Yeah.
So you provide great equipment. Clean equipment, and it works, and people down there to show you how it works.
Yeah.
And more, give us an idea. A lot of people out there have never rented a houseboat or a party boat, a patio boat. They don't know what's available. They don't even know how to go about it. I've got grandkids in town. I want to take them out on the lake. Tell me how I go about that.
Well, you just give us a shout, check availability for you know, our patio boats, which is a great boat to get out on the lake. And
how big are those?
Those are 30 feet long, and they're extra wide. We rent one of the largest patio boats on the lake. They're a 10-foot wide party barge.
I used that last year when the grandkids were here. Now, the best thing about this party boat is there's barbecue on it, and there's places to sit, there's coolers on it, but there is a bathroom, a head, a potty that you can walk into and use. But the kids thought that was great.
Mm. How about shade?
Oh, yeah, it has a bimini top on it. It's a solid bimini top. Can't get up on there, but it covers about three-quarters of the boat with shade, you know, for the people who are, you know, allergic to the sun.
I'm a sun seeker, or a shade seeker.
Yep, there you
go. Shade seeker. Don't like the sun.
It's just a great time, and they're easy to drive.
Yeah.
And if here's the thing, if you need help getting the boat out of the docking area there, you just tell them.
Yep, we'll drive you out, drive you back in. And the thing about those boats in particular, they're great on fuel. You know, we've had people go out all day long, cruise around, it burned $20 in fuel. I mean, you can't drive to work for less than $20.
So can you rent them for a day, a week, however long?
Yeah, day, weekend, a week. We have some folks that, you know, take those things out for a week and they camp on the shore. And, you know, they like that outdoor kind of rustic feel and, you know, it's great for them.
And I tell you what, you can fish off it. The thing is, it's easy because they're pontoon boats. They have very little draft. So you can take them right up next to the bank.
Yeah.
And you've got a way of holding them there with a spike and rope and all this. And or as Linda does, she just goes full speed ahead and she drives it right up on the bank. No,
drive that sucker right up on the shore.
Just kidding.
I thought I saw a squirrel try to hit that thing.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. No, but then you can just, I mean, because it's lightweight, you can anchor it there easily. And then you use that as a spot to either fish or you can use it as a spot the kids jump off and swim and swim and swim and swim. And it's just a great deal of fun.
Yeah, we don't have just patio boats. We have paddle boards and, you know, canoes, kayaks, ski boats, towables, you know, like inner tubes, things like that.
They've got everything there you could possibly imagine. Yeah.
Well, and I think that's what, you know, we all take it for granted because we know what's going on up there. But there's a lot of people moving to the North State on a regular basis. And so it's good to let them know that all of that is available. You don't if you're just getting used to living around a lake, you can rent those kind of things. Find out if you like kayaking or paddle boards or what have you before you make that investment to go out and perhaps purchase your own.
Yeah, I ran into a guy at the store the other day. He read my shirt and he says, where's Holiday Harbor? And I said, you're not from around here. He said, oh, yeah, lived here all my life. I said, have you ever been to the lake? No.
It is amazing.
Well, I've never been to Lake Shasta. I lived in Arizona for several years. Never made it to the Grand Canyon. I've gone and seen it now numerous times since I moved out of Arizona. Yeah. Okay, hey, we've got to take a break here. And this portion of the show is brought to us by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is one of Trish. Is this one of your places, Sarah?
Oh, it absolutely is. I don't like jewelry. So.
Trish is covered with little baubles here, and Leonard is so happy every time that Trish walks into the store.
Absolutely.
Or Linda, he's got estate jewelry like you can't believe. And here's the best thing about
beautiful stuff. Can't walk away.
If you say, you know what, I'm looking for this, you know, specific. Give him some time because he's got connections throughout the world. And that will show up. I'm talking about these $150,000 diamonds down to things somewhat smaller. I haven't asked for that one yet. Linda's looked, but has not asked. This is all at Four Winds Jewelry, and the only trained watch repairman is working in that shop in all the Northern California area. Right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. It's across the street from Sierra Gibbs. Please go on in there and talk to Leonard. You're going to like it. We'll be right back. Time is 7:45 in the morning here on the 11th of June.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la Sriracha. Chicken with Sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
A true tribute band, comprised of the best musicians and performers, specializing in a complete Eagles concert production. Join us Friday, June 12th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Life in the Fast Lane. Songs of the Eagles, live in the Event Center. This group's spot-on tribute will have you believing you're hearing the Eagles. They let images and the songs they perform, no frills, speak for themselves. This is good, simple music. So take it easy as you drive down Life in the Fast Lane. And look into her lion eyes and purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets for this are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Do not miss your chance to see Life in the Fast Lane. The Songs of the Eagles. The ultimate Eagles tribute band experience. In concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Friday, June 12th. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to WinRiver.com.
Must be 21 to attend.
Concerts are better at the River.
Having trouble finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Bott. And Trish is here. You know, Linda, I would say Linda has on the spot with Linda Bott, but no, it's Molly Kidd. Linda's on taking the summer and a hiatus there because she's entertaining in a lot of different spots. And so
doing
Thursday nights, Molly says, I want to have a radio show. And so Linda goes, well, I think I can fix that. So we're going to have Molly come in today a little bit early, you know, before 9 and talk about the show tonight. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air with 20 years of experience, a veteran-owned business, and services all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. And let me tell you what, all this time we've been talking about it, Martin's been talking about it, we've been talking about it, before it hits these triple digits, go in and have your system looked at. Well, it's too late. But if you have an emergency, you give them a call because they're out there. They'll be out there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to fix it for you. And in this heat, you need a friend. And Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air, great integrity, great professionalism. They're your friend. And you're going to go, who's my friend? Well, they're your friend when it comes to heating and cooling systems. Give them a call, 221-2642. Or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Speaking of veteran-owned businesses.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Holiday Harbor.
Absolutely.
And let's go back, you know, so we talked about the patio boats and the ski boats and the paddle boards and the kayaks and the personal watercraft and all this. But I want to bring, maybe six or seven of us out there. We want to spend 4 or 5 days on the lake.
You can do that. Yep.
And houseboats.
Yep, houseboats.
Houseboats.
We have six different models of houseboats, all the way from 6-sleeper to 16-sleeper.
16-sleeper. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we've already had Butcher Island. What's it called? Slaughter Island?
Slaughterhouse Island.
Slaughterhouse Island. That's already happened, right? That was
yeah,
a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it's come and gone. Yep.
Did you get all your boats back?
We did. Actually, we fared pretty good, you know, knock on wood. It was a good weekend for us. I don't think anybody got killed. Thank you. But
I don't know, Bob, you're usually out there on that because the Coast Guard is out
there. Oh, we missed it this year, but no, we had no reports. However, just an aside here, when you're in the water next to any boat, be mindful of that big choppy thing in the back because a woman got seriously injured out by Jones Valley. Yeah,
you know, the prop the other day. Okay, that was a good way to bring that was a good way to make people happy talking about boats. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Well, just be careful.
The lake is wonderful, but we have to remember there's
– Be safe.
Be safe.
And you know what?
I always think be safe when you're in and around the water.
I know your guys say too, you know what, because you can put the houseboats, you can spike them out there.
Yep.
And so they have a place you can spend the night out there, and they tell you how to do it. But they also tell you is when you get up there to jump off, before you jump off – the top of the boat or off the deck is kind of know what's in that water under because there's stumps out there still.
Yeah, there is, but the water's much more higher than it was last year. We're about 15 feet higher than we were last year.
That's great.
So you know all the folks that are coming in off the lake says, wow, there is plenty of water out there.
There is plenty of water.
It's a huge lake.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, you know what? And I look at it because you look at how far it's down. I mean, it's not. I don't know. Maybe it's just my imagination or I'm just wishful thinking. It's nothing like it was last year. I mean, it still seems pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. There's a lot of water out there.
Fishing?
Fishing is so-so. I mean, we've had some reports coming in. Matter of fact, I talked to one of our guys that come year after year. He's been with us for 40 years. Comes year after year, and he brings a bunch of his buddies out. And we were talking, and he says, yeah, it's up and down. But, we're doing well, and we're just enjoying the lake.
Well, I tell you what, there's nothing better than just sitting. I love the water, first of all, and the fact is, when you're kind of motoring around out there, and I don't care what's, I've been on the houseboat, I've been on the patio boat. In fact, I think at some point this year, maybe we'll do it on a Thursday. Maybe we'll do a remote.
Yeah.
From let's do it houseboat. On a Thursday.
Let's do
yeah.
it. Let's do a remote.
I haven't been out
we
on
can
the lake
do that
in a while.
With our, as long as we have, Bob's got, whoa, whoa, whoa. As long as we have a cell connection, I'll Skype that thing in.
Yeah.
And we'll be out there in the middle of the lake and having a great time. You know, and you hear all the splashing in the background. There's Trish out there in her bikini jumping off the back of the boat.
That's not going to happen.
Well,
I'm just saying, right up front.
Just putting it out there.
Not outlawing the. I'm not ruling out the bikini, but I ain't jumping off the boat.
Oh, okay, all right. That means you'd have to learn to swim or something, right?
No, I don't.
Jumping off the back of the boat, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we can tow you behind one of the speedboats there.
We can go tubing.
I'm a fairly good skater.
Go tubing, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I've done that. You know, I did that one time, and you'll see photos of Linda's face is a huge smile. She is like, yeah. Of course, you know Linda, and you can hear her laughing all over the lake. I've got my arm over her to hold her in there. Because we are up in the air, 130 feet in the air practically, coming down, bouncing, and they're making these turns, and I'm just like, my face is a little more, you know, a little more less smiley. It's more of a gritty teeth. There's I'm hanging on with her because she, it's a hoot, though.
That would have been classic.
Okay, now how do people get call you and lock on boats?
You can call us, 1-800-776-BOAT. Or visit our website, lakeshasta.com.
So the weekends are probably going to be filling up. People need to get their reservations in. But remember, you can go during the lake or during the week.
Oh, yeah, during the week.
We're locking one on.
Of getting out there, not so many people.
Yeah.
Still a great adventure.
Children are coming in next week. We're going to get one of the patio boats and one of the party boats and go on out. Well, it's not a real party with the kids, but then it becomes a patio boat.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is. So... Okay. Now let's talk about some of our chat room people wrote that the lake, one of the reasons the lake isn't down is because the pot growers have kind of closed down and aren't taking as much water. I don't know.
And that's evidenced by what?
I don't know I don't know if you can prove that.
I bet you could ask the sheriff's department if there's a downturn in the pot growing, and I bet they would tell you that's probably not the case.
Yeah, probably not. Now the reason
it gets rain more.
Yeah, the reason that the lake is higher is we did get a little bit more rain than we did last year. And they've tried to keep as much water in the reservoirs because, you know, plain and simple, California's out of water.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, here's the other thing. We talked to Brian Crane yesterday about water rates, and you know, of course, under this new ruling down from Southern California that says you can't charge more, and of course, it's under that prop, I guess 218, says you can't charge more than it costs to deliver it. And what they did down there though is they had these exorbitant rates. I mean, it went up to like $9. You know, and it was just terrible. And so they sued and they won. And what Brian says is, well, we're in the third year of a water study to see how much it's costing us. Because during the wintertime, they take it right out of the surface water.
Uh-huh.
When you get in the summertime, you need to get into the wells. And when you get into the wells, then you have electricity and you have all blah, 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 blah. So how much does it cost? And that's what they're trying to figure out. But stand by, because I can see maybe another increase, you know, REUs increasing. But Brian didn't say that it would happen for sure. He just says we're trying to study this and see how much it is.
Well, in order to raise the utility rates, and it wasn't Prop 218, that's been in effect for a long time. You have to do a study and you have to substantiate exactly what it costs.
And that's what he's doing.
And that's all you can do.
You cannot
raise beyond that. 218
says, yeah, isn't that what 218 says, though?
Yeah, but 218 has you can't impose a tax without a vote of the people.
Nope.
Isn't it?
Well, I don't know what they use, except the fact is maybe they use that as a tax because you can't charge for more than
it didn't have anything to do with 218. That's been the rule forever.
All right.
I mean, you have to do your study, and you can only charge what it costs to deliver the service for any of those enterprises.
Okay. Otherwise, it becomes a tax.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you take water home with you, Kev? You leave every night? Take a little. You know, I've got a little tanker here behind me. I'm going to water my yard.
No, I don't.
No. Okay. Yeah. Somebody says here. It says that Lake Shasta is at 52% of capacity.
Yeah, I think that's.
And last year at this time it was like 46.
Yeah, I don't think we ever got to 52%.
last year.
Which begs the question of why do we keep spending so much time worrying about raising the level of the lake instead of figuring out how to store water someplace else?
We need to store water. Yeah. Though. We do need. Everybody agrees we need to store water.
We absolutely do, but there's a lot better, cheaper ways to store water in this state than raising Shasta Lake.
If you want to have a great time and you want to do it with a well-tended, well-cared-for boats and a facility that's great and are locally owned and it's a veteran-owned business, you go out to Holiday Harbor. One more time, how to get a hold of you guys.
LakeShasta.com is our website, but give us a call on our toll-free 1-800 number. It's 1-800-776-2628.
I've been down there, like I said, several times,
and
I've yet ever to not have a good time, not have a piece of equipment that worked well. Or worked like it's supposed to, and had the pleasure of coming out, coming back in, and never having a problem. And you can't say that all the time.
Well, no, we try to treat the customers well.
Treat them like family.
If you haven't been out there, you need to do that.
Thank
you.
Great
experience.
We'll be right back after the news with Debbie Sprague, author of Stranger on My Bed. We'll be right back. 8 o'clock.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A measure allowing some court officials to refuse to perform so-called homosexual marriage responsibilities because of their religious beliefs can become law now in North Carolina. The state house has voted to override the governor's veto of that controversial bill. Americans ramped up their spending on autos, building materials, and clothing in the month of May.
The Commerce Department says retail sales increased by 1.2% last month, following a 0.2% gain in April. Sales have gone up by 2.7% in the past 12 months. Consumers increased their spending by over 2% in May at auto dealers and building materials stores.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Average long-term U.S. mortgage rates jumped this week up to their highest levels of the year. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry tells the Salem Radio Network the power of America is in its people, not the government.
And if we can put policies into place to free people from overtaxation, overregulation, then our best days are ahead of us.
Also interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, Republican Governor Bobby Jindal of Louisiana accusing President Obama of not having a clear and strong policy when it comes to dealing with ISIS.
We've got to hunt down and kill these radical Islamic terrorists. Unfortunately, we have a president who won't even name the enemy, instead spends his time criticizing medieval Christians.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is set to send up to 450 more troops to train Iraqi forces in the battle against ISIS.
President Obama refuses to put U.S. combat troops on the ground, but he's authorized sending several hundred military trainers to Iraq. Under the White House plan, the number of U.S. training sites in Iraq would increase from 4 to 5. Aides say the president made the decision at the request of Iraq's prime minister and based on advice from Pentagon leaders.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Police are still looking for two prison escapees in northern New York. They say possible sightings of the two escape killers have been reported in several cities. This is SRN News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, waking at night to go, even longer time in the bathroom. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-859-2805. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-859-2805. That's 1-800-859-2805. Call 1-800-859-2805.
Three astronauts are due to return to Earth from the International Space Station after the loss of a spacecraft delayed an earlier attempt.
The normal tour of duty on the space station is set at 6 months, not least for health reasons. Long periods spent in the weightless environment of space take their toll on the body. But Terry Wirtz, Anton Shkaplerov and Sam Christopheretti were ordered to stay an extra month, while engineers investigated the failure shortly after launch in April of a robotic supply ship. It used a very similar rocket to the one used in human flights, and the space agencies couldn't rotate the crews until they understood what had gone wrong.
As the BBC's Jonathan Amos reporting, a different kind of journey for Sephardic Jews in Spain, a journey toward citizenship. Lawmakers there expected to give final approval to a law setting up a path toward citizenship for the descendants of Jews who were forced to leave the country 5 centuries ago during the Inquisition. This is SRN News. Greece's credit continues to head downhill.
Standard & Poor's has downgraded Greece's credit rating one notch further into junk territory, saying it's likely the country will default on its commercial debt within a year if it can't strike a deal with its creditors. The rating agency says Greece has shown it is giving higher priority to pensions and other domestic spending than making debt payments on time. It lowered its rating to CCC from CCC Plus with a negative outlook.
That's SRN's Keith Peters. Acura recalling two models of SUVs because their automatic emergency braking systems can mistakenly slow the car down, increasing the risk of a collision. Acura's collision mitigation braking system, as it's known, uses radar to scan in front of the vehicles, and sometimes it can mistake guardrails and other objects on the side of the road as being in the middle of the road and forcing the car to stop for no reason. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning, North State.
Thursday, it's Trish.
Yes,
I love it.
It is.
You've been gone for such a long time, kiddo.
Oh, well, I've been back for 3 weeks, but it just seems like it's been months.
Have we had a show together, though?
No, we have not, because you took a couple of weeks off.
We don't ever take a couple of weeks off. We took off that one. We took off like 4 days, and then three or four. We were, in fact, traveling on Thursday to come back, and you had that one. And then you had the
Sharon Clark and
you and Sharon
Clark show. Yeah.
But then you were gone for like 6 years. I mean, you become almost homeless. You were a vagabond.
I was almost a full time RVer.
There you go. All right. Well, welcome back. Hey, 8:07 in the morning here, 605-4567 is our phone number. Of course, Bad Bob's here with us today, and we're streaming on KCNR1460.com.
And it's 80 degrees at the studio in downtown Ready. We're looking for sunny and hot with a high near 106 today. Tonight, it's only going to cool down to about 70 on Friday. We're looking for another 106. And quite frankly, through the weekend, we're looking for about a high of 106. It's triple-digit weather, and it's not going anyplace anytime soon other than that.
You know what? Can we say Holiday Harbor?
Water. Think water.
Think water.
And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's a veteran-owned business, by the way, as is Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head in there for Espresso Joe's, and you get the coffee of your choice, you know, espresso, cappuccinos, lattes, all at very, very fair prices, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Not only that, but you have all types of other drinks in Espresso Joe's, you know, beers and wines and soft drinks, and have it all. Walk
adult
next
beverages.
Door. Yeah, all adult beverages. And the walk next door to a outstanding tobacco emporium they have there with a walk-in humidor that is just simply fantastic. Last week, they brought in a cigar roller. Don Felix Martinez, who does the Opus X, which is like the top of the line there, and Hemingway's. And he did a show out there, or he put it on a show, one at Tobacco and Brew, then the other one was right out at Wind River when Linda was singing. He was out there rolling cigars, and they had the Grindstone Club, who are cigar smokers. There's a club here that smokes cigars. Out there with their Panama hats on, you know, those white Panama hats. He's rolling cigars. You know, everybody is having a great time. So just part of the things that happen at Tobacco and Brew, plus all they do for our community here. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now, We have with us one of my heroes. Can I say that? Or one of my heroines. Is it heroine?
It's irrelevant. It works either way.
Either way. Debbie Sprague. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Carl. So nice to see you again.
Well, you know, Debbie Sprague, how's it long been now? 2 years?
Two years.
2 years ago.
This month.
2 years ago this month. Came and she had in a three-ring binder a book called Stranger in My Bed. And we're on the right time track here.
Yes, we are.
She said, can you read this? And I did, and it just touched me. I was crying, the whole thing. And what it is a story about a wife who married a Vietnam veteran, Randy, and had no idea that Randy was suffering demons from combat. And he didn't show up right away, if I remember right here. And when it came to the forefront, it came out strong. I'm do a quick synopsis because we got a lot of things to talk about. But two separate counselors told her, walk away from this guy. And it didn't happen. You stayed in there. You put together groups to help other families whose loved ones are suffering from post-traumatic stress. Since then, she has been appointed has won the honor. I don't even know if it's not even winning, but being appointed was such an honor to become a fellow of the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, which has been set up to help and assist those families and organizations that are combating, is it just PTSD or is it all health givers?
Caregivers for veterans and...
Right. Caregivers for veterans and active military. So it's caregivers caring for not only the mental issues that come back with war, but also the health issues, the amputees. So everyone that's coming home from war that needs somebody to help care for them.
And the book, I mean, that you read for her has since been published.
It's a huge success.
It's been featured in so many places throughout the United States, and it's become kind of a guide for everyone. I think one of the main things is that Debbie did, and Debbie's a longtime friend. We go back a long time, 30-some years.
To the 70s.
Yes, and have worked on so many projects together. But I think the greatest thing you accomplished with that book was to let others know they're not alone. There's a lot of them out there who are suffering and thought they were doing it all by themselves and that they were unique and there was no place to turn. And so you've shed light on something that was so important and brought so many people to the forefront to say there is help for me and I'm not alone. I think that's the major thing you accomplished.
Thank you, Trish. And that was so true. And the reason I did that was because when it happened to me, I really felt like I was all alone. And I just didn't want anyone else to feel the way I did. And I thought, you know, I've learned so much that if I can help other people get to a better place so much quicker, you know, that is what I wanted to do as my mission in life. And it's just been amazing, the people I've met and the work I've been able to accomplish. I would have never in 1,000 years imagined that I would be doing the things I'm doing today.
It's great work and great recognition and well deserved. But so tell us the great things that are happening now. The last tour that
I tell you what. Let's take an early break.
Okay.
Here, and then that way we can come back and talk for a longer period of time. Here, okay. We're here with Debbie Sprague, who is a fellow of the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, and who helps caregivers for those on active duty and those retired and veterans. Author of Stranger in My Bed, about a woman and a family facing the terrible, painful events of a husband who is caught in the throes of post-traumatic stress disorder, and is, as we said, just kind of a book on how to handle this and to let people know they're not out there by themselves, and it's been a huge success that way. And I was so honored to be asked to write something on the dust jacket there. I mean, I still am. In fact, what I do is I have the books and I sign my part and hand it to them. And, no, okay, I don't do that. But Debbie, I do have one question though, Debbie.
Yes.
Was Trisha's hair the way it is now back in 1970?
It was a little bigger back then.
True statement.
8:14 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages. 80 degrees out there today, June the 11th.
Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
They've been rehearsing, gotten coached, and now the local dancers and their pro partners go on stage at the Cascade Theater Saturday, June 27th for the 9th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. This huge fundraising extravaganza for One Safe Place is proudly sponsored by Dignity Health, Record Searchlight, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Get your tickets now at the Cascade Theater, online at ospshasta.org, or at the box office. You think Dancing with the Stars was fun on TV? Wait till you see Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. It's Thursday, June the 11th. Well, it's 80 degrees right now. It's going to be going up to 104 today. We're in triple digits the rest of the weekend, my friends. Start looking at places to hide from the heat. Maybe Holiday Harbor out there. I keep saying Holiday Harbor, but you know what? Because it's the water. out there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John Bastiani and his beautiful young wife, and they just became parents for the second time, little baby girl. Started this 6 years ago during the recession. It isn't easy, trust me, having started a radio station at the same time. You know, we kind of like bond together, you know, because, you know, maybe we should have waited, but the way the economy's going, you're never sure. If any time, if you've got to wait for that, then you're never going to open a business. But he started his at 2539 Larkspur, and he has been a huge success. And why? Customer service. That's what takes you, makes the difference. Customer service, great gunsmithing capabilities, and having in his repertoire, in his inventory, any type of pistol and long gun you could want that is legal in California. Plus all those little shooting accoutrements that goes along with it. All of this at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Good place. Local. Buy local, my friends. Okay. Trish and I are here with Debbie Sprague, author of Stranger in My Bed, and a fellow of the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, which is there to assist and to help with the caregivers for our wounded veterans, but also, and wounded being not only just traumatic amputations. You know, when you say this, oh, that sounds kind of cool. You know, traumatic. You know, that what it doesn't really tell you is the grief and the pain and the suffering that people go through, that not only the warrior, but their families. So she's here, you know, as part of that, is helping that. And then those who are also suffering from wounds that you'll never see. And that's the post-traumatic stress and more. And you've been really busy, haven't you?
I have been. It's been so exciting. I was just in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago, and at one of the events, I had the opportunity to meet the executive director from the Rosalind Carter Institute, and she saw me and came right up and introduced herself. And we'd had a little bit of contact via email because they invited me to come and be a trainer at their institute in October. But she said, I just read your book for the third time on my trip here to D.C., and I want you to know that we have made it mandatory reading for all of our trainers and coaches across the country.
Wow.
That's huge. So impressive, but it is that well written.
Yeah, it is. And and it's obviously from somebody who's when you read something besides just the putting it on paper. It's anybody can put things on paper, but the way you put it on there, with obviously the care and sometimes the frustration and the passion on this, you know, I can see where that is. And Trish, you said you read it for the second time
on
your trip.
Yeah, I did because I really I'm blessed that I don't deal personally with anyone with those issues, but certainly
you
know
what?
Them in
yes,
the community.
Yes, you do. You just don't know it.
Yeah,
I mean that because they're there, and a lot of them keep it together.
Hidden very well.
Well, they keep it together because they can do that. But there's times when it all comes back. It just floods back in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just what you have to do then is take care of that. So, but you trust me, you've run into it before. I'm sorry, Debbie, we're taking away from you here because of all the great things you've done. You were back there talking about a way of helping the caregivers here, which is a lot of our unsung heroes.
Right. Elizabeth Dole, a few years ago, her husband, Bob Dole, is a veteran, and he was in Walter Reed Hospital for almost a year. And while she was there with him, she became acquainted with a number of young women and young families who had an injured service member there. And she began to talk to them and find out, you know, what happens when you go home? What happens when you're away from the help of the military and veteran services and you've just got your wounded warrior at home? And she began realizing how many needs that they had and that there were really so many, as she loves to put it, hidden heroes out throughout our nation caring for veterans with virtually no support. So she commissioned the RAND Corporation to do a study. And last year when I went to D.C. and there was a summit that she held and they announced the findings of the RAND Corporation, and they said that there's an estimated 5.5 million military and veteran caregivers in our nation. And if those caregivers were not there helping, caring for those veterans, it would be costing our nation in excess of $9 billion if our nation had to provide.
It's the same thing. It's like you're keeping them at home. You're taking care of their needs. And if you didn't have that caregiver, they're coming under the VA because the person was wounded. And so it would either, one, be put into a veteran's hospital or a veteran home. And many of them, and there's no room in the homes because, as we know, they're filled up because there's not enough of them, no matter what certain people say. Or they would have to pay for caregivers to come in there. Mm-hmm. Billions of dollars. Well, now, if they're at the home, there are certain amounts of money that are available. But it just makes financial sense, and it's good for the veteran. It's good for that man or woman to be in their own surroundings and not have everything ripped up in their life and move to a different place.
But the caregiver can become a victim right along with that if there isn't some help and some support.
Absolutely.
To go
and
for that caregiver.
And that's the important part of it. A
total burnout if you don't have some relief.
Right, because this isn't something that you're going to be doing for a few months or a few years. This is a lifetime commitment. And a commitment to somebody that you love. It's spouses. There's many siblings, brothers and sisters that are caring for their wounded veteran. Many parents that are caring for their child that's come home from war. And the parents, for instance, they're not going to be able to do that forever, you know, if they're...
No, because, you know, at a certain point, they're going to be too old to do this. And that's probably one of the things under this, the Military and Veteran Caregiver Services Improvement Act that we're talking about, like removing restrictions on who is eligible to become a caregiver. Can you give us what that means?
Okay, that means that right now, the bill, there is a bill in place right now that is providing some services for post 9/11 caregivers, but it's limited to only spouses, and some parents are also able to qualify for that, but it's very limited in terms of the parents. But there's many siblings, there's many friends, especially in our younger veterans that are coming home. There are many young men stepping up to help their battle buddies. There's couples that are bringing in battle buddies two and three at a time to help them until they can get back on their feet.
Oh, man, you're going to make me cry here in a minute. Debbie, and so what they're looking for is, you know, that they're being reimbursed to be, you know, to help with this thing, to help this. Is that correct?
Well, not just financial reimbursement, Carl, but there's so many problems that come along with that. You know, to do something 24/7 with no break, no respite, you just can't do it.
Can't do it.
You can't take care of your loved one if you don't take care of yourself. So part of this bill is providing respite services so that someone else can come in and care for your veterans so you can take a step away, whether it be for a couple hours or
go get
a
your
week.
Hair done. Go out to lunch with a friend and relieve your mind.
Yes.
Maybe go see a psychologist yourself have somebody to talk to.
Or how about just get
air.
Away for a weekend with your husband or wife? But there are existing agencies out there, and I'll just say one, Home Helpers. They have people that are bonded and trained and all that maybe they could come in for a weekend. Or does it have to be somebody from the VA?
No, it can be anyone. It can be Home Helpers. It can be, you know, any kind of agency in town. It could be a friend or a family member.
Okay.
But often these families are living only on the disability that the veteran is receiving, and they're really tight on finances. So to be able to afford to have that time off,
Or the money to go someplace and actually do something for yourself.
Exactly. And that's where a lot of the partners that Elizabeth Dole has been able to bring in is doing a lot to help a lot of the nonprofits that deal with, in the past have dealt mainly with just veteran services, are expanding out to do more for families and spouses and caregivers to have some retreats and different workshops and just some opportunities for the caregivers to step away for even a short time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something where our communities can really help to, you know, have a place or an opportunity for caregivers to go get their hair done for and have somebody come watch the kids while they are able to do that. So lots of ways that we can help as a community.
Well, you know, some of the parts of the bill here, before we take a break here, expand services available to caregivers by making caregivers eligible for VA child care programs or providing a stipend to offset the cost of child care and providing caregiver financial advice and legal counseling. And this addresses some of the top and currently utmost needs of family caregivers, so that if you're taking care of somebody, maybe your child needs can't be there, you know, and so you need to have a child in daycare, and then this what this does is provide the help to do that, so you're not paying for it out of your pocket. Because some people, I'm sure that they've got a job and they're also taking care of the veteran,
and
they've got kids, but it's just a lot and it's too much. And like you said, you need to get some time off and ways that, that this can be expanded out in these care. It's not just those with, physical injuries and the mental injuries too, with the, traumatic brain injuries, and others where they can get around, but you need, you know, their mind wanders and then they wander. So you need to have somebody there to be there to watch them. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not like they can't take care of themselves. It's just that it's kind of almost like a little dementia, I guess is the way to put it.
And that's a great way to put it, because dementia is actually something that is becoming part of PTSD as they start older, getting older. So many aspects of it are very similar to dementia.
Yeah, something to look forward to. Yeah.
But the child care also is, you have to go grocery shopping. You have to go do certain errands and take care of business. And you've got young children and you've got your veteran that you're taking care of who's not capable of watching the kids alone for whatever reason, because of their physical and or mental issues. Mm-hmm. So, you know, having somebody a place you can take your kids for a few hours when you have to go do something else is really important.
I think so. Okay, we're going to take a break. Debbie Sprague is our guest today, author of Stranger in My Bed, about post-traumatic stress disorder and a family that this impacted on her family and how they fought it, and has become a primer, a guidebook for those families whose loved ones have PTSD, and is a fellow in the Elizabeth Dole Foundation. I mean, you're just such an unassuming, modest, nice person that you are, and all the help you've been to veterans, but you are tenacious too. People should not ever misjudge or underestimate this soft voice.
Do not be fooled
Do not be fooled. This woman is a tenacious achiever. We'll be right back. Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It is 8:32 in the morning. It's 80 degrees on its way up to 104 today. We'll be right back.
106.
Oh, 106.
District Fair, June 17th through the 20th. Save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. Go to ShastaDistrictFair.com to purchase your advance tickets now and save. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 17th.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about. A place of grace.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Yeah, walking on sunshine here with Trish Clark and Carl Bott at 25 minutes till 9 on June the 11th.
80 degrees.
Going up to?
106.
Shasta Gas Propane just brings you the weather. It is not the fault of Shasta Gas Propane about the weather, though. This portion of the show is brought to you, however, by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Go in there for a great haircut, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, by the way. Man's last stronghold. Cheers of barbershops. I can't say enough about that place. I love going in there. You know what? You don't, if you don't need a haircut, just go in there, sit down, catch up on your reading, listen to everything that's going on. It's like a major pipeline of everything that's happening.
You're going to look at me really strange if I just go in there and sit down.
No, just go down and sit down. They know you. They know who you are. So, hi, Trish. He wants to kind of like, you know, nope, I'm just sitting down here to find out what's going on at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from Subway. Debbie Sprague is our guest, who is a who wrote this fantastic book called Stranger in My Bed about post-traumatic stress disorder and its impact on families, and is a kind of a how to handle this when the family gets together and there's, you're not out there alone. She, after that, she became a fellow, and she was asked to be a fellow of the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, which is out there to help caregivers, both those who've been physically injured and who suffer from post-traumatic stress or TBI or any of those. She's in here talking about things that's happened, and one of them is the Military and Veteran Caregiver Services Improvement Act that we've been talking about. Now, you went and saw Doug LaMalfa, Congressman LaMalfa.
Yes, I did.
And?
And when I explained to him what the purpose of my visit to him was about and what I wanted to share with him about this new initiative, it's expanding a current caregiver bill. And the first thing he said was, aren't there already programs in place to handle these needs and take care of?
And you would expect that question.
Well, yes, and that's, yeah. You know, we want our congressional leaders to question that, because we don't want duplication of services. So I did go through with him a variety of the different needs that caregivers have and why current programs are not able to meet those programs. But what I went on to share with him is that we're not coming to the government asking for funding for this program and expect the government to do this alone. This is a nationwide problem, and it's been amazing the amount of support that Senator Dole has been able to bring in throughout the nation with private businesses. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has stepped up. The American Bar Association has stepped up to help with a number of different things. Lots and lots of private businesses, lots of nonprofit organizations.
It's not just one voice out there wandering in the wilderness here. You've got a lot of people that say, hey, look, we want to help with this thing. And so when after you told the congressman about this?
Then he was very interested in the bill, and he did agree to support the bill, which I was very happy to have him come on board.
Do you know a lot of times there's programs that are put in effect by people, and I just as an example, that we think we're helping situations in the senior services. As an example, we have all kinds of money for adult day health care. We still continue to there's programs, Golden Umbrella, where if they need adult day health care, then the government will pay for it. If they're just in the beginning stages of dementia or Alzheimer's where they really just need health or care, like a babysitter, like a place to be for caregiver relief and what have you, then that isn't funded by the government. Those are the kind of nuances in these legislation that they pass. They really need input from the people providing the service so that they get it right when they do the language, so that they cover all the aspects that are out there as opposed to just what's, you know, they think they're covering everything and all that money's already there, but it doesn't cover all the needs.
Exactly. And that's why Senator Dole, you know, right at the beginning had the RAND Corporation do the study, because they thoroughly looked at what was available, what was being used, where the gaps were. And this information was coming and directly from caregivers, directly from military and veteran caregivers, that they were asking what services they utilized, what they found their biggest needs were.
And where are the gaps that are not covered? And that's what we need, and that's what this bill provides.
Exactly. And that it is how they determine seven focus areas that they're reaching out, and so many different partners are helping to develop new programs, to expand on existing programs so that they better meet the needs of our veteran and military caregivers. For instance, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. One of the big problems with caregivers in terms of employment, they want to work, they want to have a career, they want to have meaningful employment. But when you've got medical appointments, when your schedule changes on a daily basis, it's pretty hard to take on a traditional job. So to help educate employers on the type of flexibility that caregivers would need to be able to have a job. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's just one of the focus areas that's been worked on.
One of the emphases I know that for providing that is that right now we're in this age of internet and communication and so many different ways to do a job. Used to be you had to be in the office and at a desk. It's all kinds of opportunities now for people to do the same kind of quality work and be a real commitment to a company, but they can do it from anywhere. They can do it from home, they can do it from the car, they can do it from miles away through the internet and one-on-one and FaceTime. And there's so many ways if you can get businesses to open up their eyes and say, okay, I need this job done, but there's more than one way to do it.
That's so true, Trish, and that is one of the big areas that they're working in to try to educate all these employers that have the ability to hire people that can work from home and do a great job, they've got great skills, and try to put these people and employers together, and to try to get employers to open up to the idea that, you know, you don't have to be sitting in an office. You can be working remotely and still get a terrific job done.
Absolutely. And hold your employee accountable for the work to be done. It's all kinds of different ways to accomplish it.
Exactly.
The fact is that there's are a lot of programs out there, and who knows how many programs there are to help veterans, you know, because here we are, just like everything else, we throw all this money at veterans and the businesses and all this, and yet there's no, you know, there's, I don't see any plan. So we're bound to help you by giving you more money. Well, it hasn't worked in unemployment. It hasn't worked in raising families. It hasn't worked in so many other things.
But the point is to put the money with the right people, and it isn't necessarily a government agency.
It's not necessarily that, because it's like
probably isn't a government agency.
It's like the government does not make jobs.
The government doesn't do a good job of providing the things
right.
we need.
So you need to go to the experts, to people there, and say, okay, did you really need this? Well, you know what, frankly, we don't need this, but we need this. And we could put your money much better into this, and we could be taking care of our veterans much better if you just did this instead of this kind of like a broad-based antibiotic that you shoot into somebody. Okay, it's going to cover everything. Well, it doesn't cover everything. It's like one size fits all. Really? I don't think so. So what you do is you say, okay, I want this to fit this specific group of people. And it's a large group of people. I mean, you're talking about, I have no idea, a million? When you count back all the services for all, for years and decades. So, and then if the caregivers are here for this portion of it and that their lives are restricted, and then pretty soon they're, if they get so restricted, then they have to leave. I mean, the whole thing can be fixed. And it can be fixed with just by having people that have already done their homework and just listening to them. That's why I'm glad LaMalfa asked you the questions and then said, I can get behind this. So, but what happens now?
Right now the bill is in the Senate. So we need support with our senators throughout the nation to get behind this bill and to support it so then it can move on.
Did you talk to Feinstein or Boxer?
I talked to staffers with both of them, so didn't get to speak with them directly. I had a few minutes with Feinstein. She had a breakfast, I guess, that they host pretty frequently for California constituents that happen to be in Washington, D.C. But we got a photo, but we didn't really get to speak to her then. We did talk to her.
Her people. Were they supportive of this?
They seemed very supportive. They spent quite a bit of time talking about the issues, going through each point and getting information. So we're very hopeful that they are on board with it.
Debbie, I want to cut back just a little bit where we were going a minute ago because I firmly believe that, we have issues right now. We've talked about the Veterans Administration, the inability to get to the veterans and get their cases up and the lag in time. And we've thrown a whole bunch of money at that situation now, and a lot of promises have come down, and quite frankly, nothing has changed. We're still not able to move them through the backlog. I'm hopeful that this legislation, and I haven't really studied it, is going to determine where to put that money. There already are businesses, and I'll go back to the hospital thing that I'm familiar with. If we could free up the money that our veterans could be seen by local doctors and local hospitals here in Shasta County, as opposed to having to go to a veterans facility, that reimbursement could come through our local communities, we could see those veterans a lot quicker and a lot faster.
That's happening, though, in a lot of cases under the new thing. But it's not like it should be.
Not as quick. But so my point is, does this legislation provide that we're not going to just throw a whole bunch more money at the government institutions that provide these services, but we're going to allow local people like home helpers or another agency here to be a part of that system, and that they could then be reimbursed?
That's a really good question, and those are some of the fine details of the bill that our legislators need to grind out. So it's something that we really need to make sure that they're educated on. And so many times there's barriers and roadblocks put up to programs that they get implemented, but they aren't used because
they make it too hard.
They make it too hard.
They make it so hard.
We need to emphasize the fact that there's a lot of us that are supportive of smaller government. We've proven repeatedly that the programs that the government takes over and runs all by themselves don't do really well. I mean, look at our post office. that's a perfect example. You've got all kinds of other delivery systems.
Aren't you getting your mail every day?
Well, yeah. At what cost? And private institutions that do a much better job of those things. So I am always in favor of downsizing government and putting the money out with the private sector.
Okay. Let's go to the phones here.
I bet I know who this is. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, good morning, Trish. Carl, how are you, Colonel?
Good morning,
and
sir.
My lovely wife. We're just talking about getting help for the vets to go outside and use local services. I have personally, I have been trying since the first of the year to get some pain relief in my back. And finally, in April, the VA in Sacramento authorized me to use a local pain clinic here in Redding and go through the CHOICE program. And that has been such a nightmare. I am still trying to get an appointment. In fact, yesterday I went down and got x-rays and MRIs and all this stuff for them so that the CHOICE program people couldn't obtain any of that information. And it was just, I thought it was just, it's well, been that, a zoo.
Well, that's the problem, is that because there's such an uproar saying, hey, people can't be, they're being seen as 90 days, 180 days, 12 years. Oh, we'll have the CHOICE program. And then you can go out and be seen by private physicians. Well, yeah, but guess what? Doesn't work. So another thing, that, you know, oh, we're just going
to... Because they won't, because the government won't share the information to those people? How, well, what's just, the hang-up?
Well, I don't understand. They can't explain it to me. They just say, well, we've got HIPAA rules that we have to abide by, and we can't get this, and we can't get that. Oh, would you mind doing that for us? And I said, well, I'd have done it a month ago if you'd have told me that's what you wanted me to do.
Yeah.
I'd have already had my appointment. But anyway, that's been rough. And poor Debbie gets off. You might have her talk about the people that approached her while she was back in D.C., president of the Vietnam Wall Association and the Vietnam Veterans of America. She's just so busy. I don't think she can remember to talk about everything. So I'll get off and
okay.
let her.
All right, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Right, love you guys.
You bet.
Bye.
Love you too. All right. Okay, what about that? And we've got like about 4 minutes left. I want before I wrap it up here because I've got one other person we need to bring in for like 3 minutes. But so doing it with the Vietnam veterans, huh?
Yes, I had the opportunity to meet with the new CEO of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial mm-hmm. Fund, and he was very, very interested in my book, and he brought in his marketing staff and really wanted to help get the book and the word out.
I'll keep going. I'm talking to Bob with my hands. I'm giving finger gestures to Bob.
Oh, okay. As long as it's not to me.
No, it's not to you. You're okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
He's going to use this use your book as a...
Well, he just wanted to help market it, and they have such a huge following with their website. And he invited someone from Vietnam Veterans of America to come over to the meeting as well. And she, I had sent some books out ahead of time, and she had already had the opportunity to read it and was very, very excited. And she said, what are you doing the rest of the day? And I said, well, I really didn't have anything planned yet. I didn't know how long this meeting would be. So she goes, you have to come back to my office with me. So she takes me 45 minutes to Maryland to their office, and their national board of directors was in town because they were having a big function. It was Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It just had a wonderful afternoon with the associates of Vietnam Veterans of America, their directors, and you know, really excited about doing some things with them. They just happened to be wanting to start some support groups across the country for spouses that are dealing with secondary post-traumatic stress.
Wow.
And
fantastic.
They looked at my book and they said, you were meant to be with us today.
There you go.
That's you know, it's great.
Debbie Sprague. You know, Debbie, we got just a couple minutes left here. How do people get a hold of that book? And they're going, wait a minute, I want to read the book. Where can they get it?
Okay, a couple ways. I have a website, astrangerinmybed.com. It's available on my website. It's also available on Amazon.com. It's available at Barnes & Noble. And if you're here local in Reading, the Enjoy Store, there's some copies over there as well.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. Another reason to go and enjoy the store. But you know what? I love James and Rhonda and Yvonne. But that's another reason to love them more. They've got that in there. Thank you so much for what you do.
You're so welcome. And thank you for what you've done and continue to do for our country, both of you.
Well, you know what? We're going to have you back on. You're not going to wait so long because there's a lot of stuff happening, especially if we can help build some fire here.
You know, I think it's remarkable because I remember 2 years back when we sat right here and talked about your book when you were first you were first doing that.
And all the stuff that's happened.
And all the things that have happened and all the positive things that have come out of that in the last 2 years. And what a tremendous impact across the United States that this little book from Shasta County has done. And we're so proud of it.
It's affected the United States. Debbie Sprague, author of A Stranger in My Bed, a fellow of the Elizabeth Dole Foundation, and who has helped countless, probably just countless numbers of veterans and their families through her book and through her efforts here. So thanks so much. So thanks so much, Deb.
Oh, thank you, Carl, so much for having me. And thank you, Trish. So great to always see you.
Always.
Well, we're going to do it again. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back because we got a new host for a show that's going to be talking in here in a couple minutes about the show. We'll be right back.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We ran long in that last segment, so we get Debbie... Get Debbie through here and get her. Get all the things being said. Do we have somebody on the phone here, Bob?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah. Let's just Jim. I think it's Jim.
Tim.
We got just like a minute here because I want to get something else in here. But do you have a comment on what Debbie was talking about?
Yeah, Carl. I just wanted to say that I'm a vet and I just had my eye surgeries, cataract surgery.
Okay.
Done locally through the Choice Program.
Yeah.
From the vet's clinic, and it was fantastic. I mean, I haven't seen this well in over 30 years.
Hey,
it's unbelievable.
So it worked,
and I have
then.
No real problems. I mean, you have to go through the appointments and the, you know, the so forth process, but it was absolutely fantastic. And I just wanted to say for one other veteran that I think the VA is doing a great job over there because they sure did help me out.
Well, I tell you what, you know, when
it's
I look at our clinic here, I have you know what? This is a great clinic, great people down there.
Yeah.
I really think when it gets up to the bureaucracies, the further away you get from the flagpole, Tim, and you know this,
yes,
the less care, you know, those aren't Marines anymore or they aren't sailors. Those become a little bit more numbers.
Well, I was in Long Beach down at the VA hospital down there for a number of years. And believe me, with the large numbers of people there, things got pretty confusing and a lot of wait time. But up here, never. It's been great ever since I've been here.
I'm really glad to hear that this choice worked for you. And so that because people, if you can't get in the VA, that you can use something like this. And in this case, it worked. Thanks so much, Tim, for the phone call.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Bye. Okay. Now, Linda, who has on the spot Linda Bott for the last 6 years. But we have heads of our sales, Molly Kitt. Good morning, Molly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, okay. And Molly has said since she came here, and it's been a year. Molly has been with us a year. I think it was day before yesterday.
Yes.
Her 1 year anniversary. And you know what? And frankly, it's gone so fast.
Time flies.
So, you know, in some ways, Molly has been here forever. And in some ways, she's only been here since yesterday. In the sense of, because, you know how time goes like that. Like, Bob's been here forever. And will be here forever. And well, okay, at least, you know, well, at least forever. But Molly said from the very beginning, she says, I'd like to have a show.
Yes.
I'd like to have, but we keep her so busy on the street here working and getting people in here for advertising, doing a wonderful job
on
that
the
way.
Street?
Well, I'm. You know what?
You know what I mean.
I'm running around this town. I can tell you that
she does everything but stand on the corner and say advertising. Yeah, right here. But I didn't
all
mean.
I'm offering
you know what? I knew that you'd say. You know, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I knew Trish would do that. But she wanted a show, so Linda's show. And this summer, Linda and Molly have set up all these singing engagements and all these other things. And Linda says, "Well, you know what, Molly? You want to do on the spot?"
Yes.
So it starts tonight.
Who are your guests?
I have the chef from 808 Bistro coming on.
He's been a chef for a long time, so it should be interesting. It is catering business. I also have some of the Dancing with the Stars, and I also have this adorable little girl who's gonna sing a song for us, because I promised her like 6 months ago she would sing on the radio, so I'm fulfilling that promise tonight.
Well, now you've got, you know, Molly's got a, you know, Linda has, this is a non-political show. Linda has, you know, people coming from all over, but I know that you're going to be doing the same thing here.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be all the fun stuff, what's happening in town and what to do, what to see and
who's coming in and all that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
I am looking forward to it.
Well, it sounds exciting, and I know you're going to do a great job with it, Molly.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Your bubbly personality will come across on the air.
Yeah, I hope so. So, you know, I hope everyone tunes in and listens. And
we've got somebody here in the chat room. Woohoo, Molly. Congrats.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Looking forward to it. I know it's going to be enjoyable. And Thursday night, if you're not doing anything else, tune in and find out what's happening in Chattanooga.
Even if you're doing something else, you can still tune in.
That's exactly right.
And find out what's going on.
Six to seven
tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, Molly's going for it.
Spot on the spot with Molly.
There you go. So, you know, I can't wait to see who the next, your next, your groups of people coming in here. I mean, this ought to be really, really interesting here. Yeah, how the, probably the 2030 Club has now found a new clubhouse.
Yeah, maybe, huh?
Okay, Molly, thanks a lot. Molly Kidd,
you're
going to take you over tonight for the whole summer for Linda.
All right.
All right, tomorrow, it's Friday. Randall Hempling's going to be rolling in here with us and talking to us, business, things that are going on here. He's a chairman of the Turtle Bay Foundation, and he's got a lot of stuff going on. Trish, thank you so much.
Oh, I always enjoy Thursday.
Molly, listen to you tonight. Bob, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Gates of hell, but I won't
back down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They've been out for 6 days, and they're still on the loose.
I am confident we will find them. The only question is when.
New York's governor talking about the manhunt for two convicted killers who busted out of prison in Dannemora, New York. State Police Superintendent Joseph D'Amico says there is now an intense search underway in a swampy area just a couple of miles from the prison.
We don't know that they've left the state or that they've left the area. And, you know, we take it just as serious to search in the area around here as we are in the Willsboro area, in the Vermont area or anything else. Until we have them in custody, you know, we're not going to discount any of it.
Local schools are closed and residents being told to keep their doors locked. A measure allowing some court officials to refuse to perform so-called same-sex marriages because of their religious convictions is now law in North Carolina. Also at SRNNews.com, the body of American Keith Broomfield. He died